On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
Police have confirmed 39 people found dead in the back of a lorry in Essex were Chinese, but authorities are still unclear where or when the 31 men and 8 women boarded the truck following the discovery near the Darford crossing yesterday morning. Tony Smith, the former head of the Border Force.
These containers are sealed up and left in various places at ports and facilities for days. And so those people would have had no idea what was going on. Can you imagine anything much more awful than what must have happened to them?
3 properties have now been searched as part of the investigation. The addresses in County Armagh are thought to be linked to the truck's 25-year-old driver, who's been questioned on suspicion of murder. Steve Alder-Simmons from Amnesty International fears a crackdown on trafficking may have led to this.
If you close down routes and make relatively safe options impossible or much harder, you only drive people who don't have real choices but to try to make a journey onto much more dangerous routes, and of course more tragedies result.
KMFM News.
A 21-year-old man has been found guilty of murdering his 6-week-old baby boy, who suffered dozens of injuries at his home in Broadstairs. A court heard Mackenzie Ellis had 28 bone fractures when he was taken to hospital last July. Lee Vernon, who doesn't have a permanent address, had previously admitted manslaughter. He'll be sentenced next month. There are calls for a radical reshaping of support services for victims of child sex offences. As figures show, the number recorded in Kent has risen by 150% in 5 years. Police data compiled by the NSPCC shows there were 3,257 cases in the county last year, up from 1,337 in 2014. Andrew Fellows from the charity says more needs to be done to help those affected.
What's really important is that all the different services that need to play a role in supporting children to recover are able to work together. So we're talking about the police, NHS mental health services, local authorities, the court system.
Nationally, there were 76,000 child sex offences last year, which is the highest ever figure and an average of one every 7 minutes. A shopping centre in Maidstone has been evacuated because of concerns for a distressed man. Police, paramedics and firefighters were called to the mall in Pads Hill just before 8 this morning. At the moment, no one's being allowed to go inside.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson is said to be facing a split within his cabinet over a pre-Christmas general election to break the Brexit deadlock. The Prime Minister's warned this could be the direction he pursues rather than persisting with his deal in Parliament. Shadow Business Secretary Rebecca Long-Bailey's refusing to say if Labour will back him.
The ball lies in the Prime Minister's court. We've made a reasonable offer. We've said that we're happy to negotiate and discuss the bill on the floor of the House, which is what he wanted to do earlier this week. We'll be pragmatic. If he wants to call a general election, then we're ready for one.
EU leaders are deciding whether to grant a Brexit delay. 2 men have appeared in court after a pickup truck spotted leaving the scene of a burglary in Medway crashed into 2 police cars and a wall. A property on City Way in Rochester was broken into on Friday afternoon, and the vehicle was later found abandoned in Walderslade. A 34 and 37-year-old were arrested the following day and charged with burglary, handling stolen goods and dangerous driving. They're due at Crown Court next month. Thousands of people have signed a petition against plans to replace a Maidstone shopping centre with a 15-storey tower block. Council bosses are looking at replacing the Broadway with almost 300 properties. At the moment, it houses Lidl and Matalan, and a demo took place at the weekend. Councillor Patrick Garton is from Maidstone Borough Council.
This site, putting 14-storey skyscraper there with tiny, cramped little apartments, certainly does not tick my box and won't get my vote at the next strategic planning committee meeting.
More than 3,000 people are opposing the proposals. You can also watch KMTV's video reports at kentonline.co.uk. A pub in Maidstone is going to be demolished to make way for a new roundabout. The Wheat Sheaf has been there for 170 years but is closing for the last time on Saturday. It's hoped building a roundabout at the junction between Lewes Road and Sutton Road will help ease congestion in the area. And the Queen is set to make a trip to Kent later this year. Her Majesty will visit the county on November 6th.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Rugby Union and England have recalled George Ford to the starting lineup for their World Cup semi-final against New Zealand on Saturday. Henry Slade dropped to the bench in the only change from the squad that beat Australia. And in football, Charlton have dropped to 10th in the Championship table after losing 2-1 away to Bristol City last night. The Addicts are travelling again to take on West Bromwich Albion on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.